Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome to another episode of Unfiltered Conversations. I am your host, Fee, and we're back with another episode. I'm very excited for today's conversation. It is going to be a continuation of the previous month's podcast episode, but I'm very excited for today's guest. Today I am here with Martha.
Hello.
So, Shawnee plugged me. She said, and it's actually funny how everything worked out, because initially I was like, I'm going to do this alone. Then Shawnee's like, no, you need to talk to Martha. Please talk to Martha. Then Martha gets here and she's like, oh, okay, cool. And then I tell her what we're going to be speaking about today. And then she's like, we were actually speaking about this earlier. So none of them knew what today's conversation was going to be all about. But I think it worked out perfectly. But anyways, Martha, how are you doing?
I am good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm good. I'm a bit nervous.
You pause.
I'm a bit nervous because today's the first time we meet. So I'm like, but already we were chatting off camera.
We hit it off.
So I was like, you know what? It's not going to be as terrible as I thought. But I want to start with an icebreaker first.
Okay.
So I started this thing on my pod where we do a what's your theme song of the week. Well, for me, it's going to be a month because I do this monthly.
Okay.
Season, let me say that. The theme song of the season. So it can be an actual theme song of a show or whatever. It can be just any song that explains how you're feeling about right now, what's happening in your life. So do you want me to start while you marinate?
I think you start, man.
While you marinate on that one. Okay, the one that was mine is what I've been singing all day.
Oh, yeah.
My theme song of this month was Slow Me Down by Charles Wims. It's literally been on repeat. And every time I play it, I'm just like, because I really want to cry. Like, I'm in the gym listening to the song and I'm like,
full rep in. Tears.
But it's kind of also been speaking to me recently because I think I want to, right now I'm in a place where I want to slow down and just focus on God. And I want my heart posture to really be on God. So I think that is my current song. Also, my life has been kind of slow recently. I've been on recess. You know, work is a bit slower. So I think it's a perfect...
A recurring theme.
Yes, it's a recurring theme for me right now. And then you...
So it's the song I shared with you earlier.
Yeah.
More Like Jesus. Ooh. I think it's by One Voice Worship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And I'd say it's my song of the season, I think. It's funny. I think sometimes we put a timeline on seasons, but that's not God's idea. Sometimes it's longer than other seasons.
Yep.
And it's been a long season, but it's definitely been one of waiting and I feel pruning. And it took me a while to realize it, but to be made more like Christ. And it's not, sanctification is not always a beautiful, fun, comfortable process. But I think the reminder that God is concerned about the condition of my soul, resting in that and waiting and wrestling well with him. So, that's the theme song of my season.
Those were two good songs. I recommend that people actually go listen to them.
Go listen to it.
And then, so today's conversation, last month, I think I spoke with Shawnee about, what did I speak about? Being Christian in the digital age, and it also had to touch on boldness and all of that. But what actually made me want to speak about this, especially right now, even though we kind of touched some things last month, is I saw a post two days ago, I saw a post of this lady that I started following on TikTok last year. And last year she was new into the faith and all of that. And before she was new to the faith, she was living her life the way she wanted. She was also doing plastic surgery, like it was her thing, whatever. So recently, last month, she had done plastic surgery again, but now she's a Christian and she's sharing the plastic surgery journey and how it went, how much it cost, positive, negatives, all of that stuff. And then someone commented and said, you doing such things is part of the reason why a lot of people can't take Christians seriously.
Sure.
And I remember watching it. I also watched her response And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I wasn't even dwelling on the response, but that really touched the question touched my heart so much. And I was like, what am I doing in my life that is me being a hypocrite or is making people not take Christianity seriously, right? So I think the first way I want to start, let me say, have you ever found yourself in a situation where you were the hypocrite? No. But you're still representing Christ.
What's so interesting.
Yes.
We're still getting to know each other. But one of my biggest fears is being a hypocrite in the faith. I always tell my accountability partners, my friends, if I say one thing and I don't live it out, call me out on it. Because it really is one of my biggest fears. So I think anybody, everybody in some area or other has been in a position where they've played hypocrite. And I just think it's just because of our nature, our sinful nature. I think God definitely calls us to live a certain life, a life that reflects or that's a response to what he did on the cross. But because of our nature, it's difficult, right? So there is this expectation that we're called to live up to, but we're going to fall. We're going to fail. We're going to believe one thing, but fall back on another thing. So I think there's many, I can't even pinpoint one area. But I think all of us, if we're being honest with ourselves, have been in situations where we've fallen into the position of playing hypocrite. And I'd say that, it owes to our sinful nature, but also choices that we make.
I think that is so good that you mentioned that. I think when I looked at myself, I also had to look at why was I being a hypocrite in certain situations, right? And I realized that the root for my personal hypocrisy was I thought that my sins were less than other people's sins.
Pride.
We were talking about this.
We were just speaking about pride.
But I thought, you know, my white lie is not as bad as so-and-so's X, Y, and Z. And I think us living, and again, I do think that it goes hand in hand with the more you are in Christ. Someone was saying this, the longer you have been in the faith, the more comfortable you tend to be. And in that comfort, you start to think that you know everything. Or you start to think, no, I'm perfect. Or I'm close to perfect, even though
or
we're
I'm
not.
I'm better in my faith than you are.
So I think for me, when I had to look back, I had to be like, no, this sin that you're dealing with is equal to, unfortunately, someone who pulled the trigger and killed someone. Unfortunately. And that's
in
how
God's
the Bible
eyes.
That's how God sees it. So I think it goes back to us having pride and not thinking that Christianity is like a destination. It's a continuous process that we are transforming each and every day. And we need to realize that you're not a bitter Christian. I think me and Shani said this one time. We were mentioning how someone can be in the faith for 3 months and they can grow quicker than you've been in the faith for 10 years or 5 years. So time is not a reflection of you are less of a sinner than another person. But what do you think, what about Christians make them seem hypocrites? I think you touched on it a little bit. But things that Christians do that make them seem like hypocrites to other people that are not Christian.
Something that I was thinking about while you were speaking is I think we grow comfortable or we lose sight of the weight and I don't know what other word to use, but of our sin, like how bad sin is. I think we start making excuses and sugarcoating it and coloring in the lines of sin and truth. I really think if I'm just reflecting on my life, that's usually where I see I fall into the hypocrisy. I forget how badly God hates sin, how sin is the reason man was separated from God, how sin grieves God's heart. I think we lose sight of that and the weight of sin. And then we start making excuses for it or we start sugarcoating our sin. And we're like, oh, no, but this is okay because I've been in the faith for however many years. So I think that's one of our problems as Christians. I think self-righteousness is another one. That is that, and together with pride, I think we forget that because of what Jesus did on the cross, through that exchange, we were given righteousness, sure. not in anything that we do.
Yes.
But I think when we grow comfortable in our walk with Christ, we start thinking, oh, the more that I serve, the yes. more that I don't know, disciple, however many, we start yes. putting a checklist to our faith, and then we become self-righteous in our faith. And I think that's one of the main things that leads us into hypocrisy, because we think, I'm better than the next person because I know more, you know? Yeah, and if that's not the downfall of us as humans and falling into our flesh, then I don't know what it is. Hey?
So, that gives me goosebumps. Oh my gosh. I actually, another thing that I wanted to add on to that, I do think another reason why we can also be hypocrites is because we do not give people grace, but we want to receive it. And I say this because a lot of the times also in the church, the comfortability also comes from, there is a lot of preachings about grace and how God has given us grace. And I think us constantly hearing about grace is also making us complacent. So we're like, okay, we have grace, so we're able to do things and God will forgive us. I think that's also where the comfortability comes from. But as well, I had this conversation with my parents, and we were talking about something that had to do with family, what's it called?
Dysfunction.
Yes, dysfunction and people in families that, like, siblings that don't talk to each other and all of that. And we went deep into where all of these things led to. But the bottom line we got to was, literally, it was pride. But at the same time, that pride hand in hand with people not giving other people grace. And I remember saying this to my dad, and I'm like, you know, one thing that I had to learn for myself is I always ask for God's grace, and I pray, I'm like, Lord, please forgive me for I've done 1, 2, 3. And I'm grateful for the grace that God has given me, but I'm not able to actually give it to that other person. And I think it's very important for us not to just expect. It's the same as with forgiveness. We want forgiveness, but God tells us we need to continuously forgive people, right? 70 times 7, was it? Yep. Something like that. So I think also another reason why as Christians we can become hypocrites is because we don't give other people grace. And someone was sharing about their testimony on social media. There's a lot of people who share their testimonies on TikTok, and people in the comments were going crazy.
Comment sections are ruthless.
It's a ruthless, dark place sometimes. But I was very taken back by all the Christians that were attacking this person. And it reminded me, and I wanted to comment, but I was like, I don't know if I want to be part of this conversation. But I wanted to say, isn't that the point? The point of testimony or the point of coming to Christ is for a change to happen. So for someone to share, this is the life. Yes, the transformation. For someone to share that this is the life I lived and now I don't live this. Why are you now sticking on to why were you doing that? Why? That is not the point of a testimony.
Yeah.
It's just to reflect how God has taken a person from A to B. And this is who God has made me now, right? So another thing that I wanted to kind of, I like bringing scripture. I don't like people are like, oh, preachy scripture podcast. No.
But I mean, if it's the ultimate truth, let's go back.
Because if I don't quote scripture, people are going to be like, where did you hear that? You know? But I think a verse that really shows us about hypocrisy and highlights a lot of things about hypocrisy is in Romans 2, where Paul is talking to the Jews, and there's a lot that he says. I recommend everyone reads the entire chapter, but the things that stood out for me were from verse 1 to 5. I'm going to read it quickly. It says, "You think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad. You have no excuse when you say they are wicked and should be punished. You are condemning yourself for you who judge others do these very same things. And we know that God in his justice will punish anyone who does such things." Then verse 3 says, "Since you judge others for doing these things, why do you think you can avoid God's judgment when you do the same things? Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that this kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. For a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed." even down at the end, it also mentions a lot of good things about, okay, verse 19, I actually wanted to read this. It says, "You are convinced that you are a guide for the blind and a light for people who are lost in darkness. You think you can instruct the ignorant and teach children the ways of God, for you are certain that God's law gives you complete knowledge and truth. Well then, if you teach others, why don't you teach yourself? You tell others not to steal, but you steal." So I think this whole chapter emphasizes, it's like Paul talking about this hypocrisy that was happening and he saw. And I think it's a very good lesson for everyone that we, like he mentions how you telling these people that they are sinning, but you're also sinning, or they're stealing, and you're also stealing in some capacity you are. So I think we need to remember that we don't fall short of grace, and so is the next person. So we need to offer them that same grace that we so desperately want, right? There's something else I wanted to, sorry. Ugh, my notes are done. Okay, so how do you think we need to work on our hypocrisy?
While you were speaking, and just with the scripture as well from Romans, I think in our self-righteousness, I think growing in our knowledge of the word without relationship and intimacy with the Lord is where a lot of our self-righteousness and pride comes in. Just because I know more of what the law says, it means nothing if it doesn't reflect in your heart or love for people. I think we become judgment. Again, God is the perfect judge. He's the only one that's right to judge. Yes, I do think within healthy community, there is accountability where people push us forward in our faith, to grow in our faith, hold us accountable for whatever it is we're struggling for. But I think we become so easy to judge when we forget what God saved us from. If you forget about your testimony and where he picked you up from, where you could have been, then that's where we forget about God's calling us to love people. He's calling us to, again, you mentioned us not being able to extend the same grace we're afforded by Christ. Again, are we losing our heart for God's people? Are we losing our heart for the broken? Because that's what he's called us to do. He's called us to love people, to, through that love, help people be restored back to him. So I think, one, when we lose our compassion for the broken, if our heart doesn't break for the same things that break God's heart, when we forget that people are at the core of what he's calling us to do, then we fall into the trap of being hypocrites, because we're growing in our knowledge of him, but if it's not in our intimacy and our relationship with him, where he softens our heart to certain things, where he constantly, I mean, in your relationship with God, you'll always be reminded of, I could have been here, but he saved me from here. And it's from that place that I think we can spare ourselves from hypocrisy. I think another good thing is be surrounded by people that can hold you accountable. Again, I mentioned one of my biggest fears is being a hypocrite. So I, in conversations with my friends, I'm always saying, if I don't ever live this out, I need you to come and call me out. Because I think love and truth without correction, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think asking God to soften your heart, to restore your heart for the broken and what he's called us to, remembering what God saved you from, growing. I'm not saying, obviously, it's good to know the word of God, but head knowledge, or being more, growing more in our knowledge of God without the relationship, without the intimacy, is where we become self-righteous, because then we start doing things out of our strength, out of our knowledge, out of what we think, you know? So I think those are a few ways to, just be more mindful of falling into that trap. And again, communion with the Lord. I think if you are to sit at the Lord's feet, again, I think it's this constant reminder of, I could have been there, but I'm here because you saved me from this. So, off
that
the top of my
so
head.
Good. Oh my gosh. I think you closed it off very nicely, but I think I want to add that there's somewhere that it mentioned, I actually asked ChatGPT, guys, if you don't know, ChatGPT is actually kind of a nice place to have conversations if you're alone.
And chat knows a lot.
Yes. And I recently found out that ChatGPT actually can respond to you in whatever language you want.
Yes. 100%.
I had no idea. So I asked ChatGPT, what do you think Paul meant in Romans 12? Mm. Or why do you think Paul wrote in Romans 12, right? And it says, this is a good
response.
Good response. And ChatGPT said, Paul is emphasizing how that hypocrisy is what misrepresents the gospel and leads other people astray and dishonors God. Mm. He emphasizes that integrity, consistency, and genuine faith over external religious performance. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But what stood out for me is, one, it misrepresents the gospel and it also leads others astray. And literally the comment that I saw was literally a perfect example that when we are hypocrites, people are like, but aren't you Christian? Didn't you say you're Christian?
You know?
But there's no difference between you and I. The way you're living and the way I'm living.
The way we're responding in the comments is the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it emphasized those two things, but also it emphasized religious performance.
Mm.
And I think a lot of us fall victim to it when we start getting comfortable in the faith.
Mm.
That the moment we've been walking it for a long time, it can become a performance and we don't start. We lose focus of actually believing what God says. We lose focus of spending intentional time with him. We lose focus of getting to know him, right? And I think you really highlighted that, and I really find it that it's very important for us to never get to a place in your faith where you get too comfortable
and you
for
forget.
Correction,
yeah,
too comfortable for to forget that you were once at a certain point. So yeah, I think that's how I think we'll close it. But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for
your
having
wisdom
me.
Is amazing. I can't believe that we just met today. But thank you guys also for watching. I hope this episode also made you reflect on how we can better be as Christians, and things that other people are seeing in us that are pulling them away from committing to come to Christ. I think we need to not just preach to people or teach people about God
through our lifestyle.
Yes, our lifestyle needs to bring also people closer to God. So yeah, thank you guys for watching, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye guys.
Bye.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.